The Colindale Gazette is the new podcast from Brian and Roger's Dan Skinner.
If you've got a story for the Colindale Gazette, leave a message, and if we like what we hear, we'll get back to you.
I wonder if any of your readers would be interested in this. It's quite personal. I've never told anyone this, but I've never had much luck in life.
So search for The Colindale Gazette wherever you get your podcasts. You won't regret, you might regret it.
Cheese and pickle.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Brian and Roger by Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock.
Nicht so traurig, nicht so sehr.
Hi Roger, it's Brian. Look mate, I need to get you on a train to Grimsby tonight, and you need to go to a place called Immingham and get a ferry to Norway. Yeah, basically I've had a chat with my contact in Kazakhstan, and he needs to get a shift on with some oil piping, but he says he's got this information for me, but he's absolutely got the yip, so he can't email it to me or phone me, but what he is prepared to do is send someone to this little fishing village called Bergen, which is sort of Arctic, so I'm not sure it's in Norway, but if I can get you there, then he's going to pass the message to one of my chaps, and you're one of my chaps, so that should work out. I know it's a bit nuts, mate, but if you could get back to me ASAP, we can get on with this. All right, cheers, Roger. Bye. Hi, Roger. It's Brian. Look, I need you to get to Grimsby tonight. Yeah, you need to get there tonight and leave. There's a very early ferry, and I need you in Norway, in a little fishing village just outside of Bergen in the next 48 hours. But you need to wear red boots and pretend to be a Norwegian fisherman. All right, mate, give me a ring when you can. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. mate, I'm not sure that I can get to Grimsby tonight. I'm having dinner with Claire and Jamie right now. I'm at Claire's house, and it's the first time I've been here for, over a year. And she's made macaroni cheese as well. I'm in the toilet at the moment, just keeping my voice down. So I'm not sure what to suggest if I should get into Grimsby. I mean, what time do I need to be in Grimsby? I mean, it's a long way away. Okay, mate, let me know. Thanks, bye-bye.
Hi, Roger, it's Brian. I'm outside Claire's. I'm in the Saburu. I won't knock, because I know Claire's not a fan, but just make your excuses. Say Anne's had a stroke or something, I don't know, make something up. But if we drive through the night, I can get you there. And you can get on the 5 o'clock from Immingham to, I'm not sure, Norway. I think it's to Bergen. All right, mate, but make it pronto. All right, mate, see you in a sec. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger. I'm back in the toilet. I've told Claire that her food has given me an upset stomach, and that hasn't gone down well at all. Mate, I don't know that I can go to Norway tonight. I don't have any warm clothes, and it's up by the Arctic Circle. I've got a pair of chinos on and slip-on shoes and a short sleeve shirt because I came here by taxi that Claire paid for. So I don't know what I mean. What we can we? I'm not sure what to do. Hold on. Bye bye.
Roger. It's Brian. Look, I'm just in the garden. I'm in Claire's garden. So look, in a minute, just say that you can see something in the garden and then come out and chase me, and I'll pretend to be a burglar, okay? So I'll jump over the wall and just follow me down the alleyway. Then we'll jump in the car. Don't worry about clothes and stuff. We'll get it that end. Okay, but just hurry up, mate. We're going to have to drive through the night, okay? So in 5 minutes, just go, oh my God, look, there's someone out there, and that'll get you out of the house. All right, mate. See you in a sec. Bye.
Raj? Raj, where are you? I'm back in the Subaru. Look, you obviously didn't get my last message. But this is pretty important, mate. I've got to get you to Norway tomorrow. I have to. I was in the garden, and I crept up and looked through the window, and I saw you playing fucking Jenga. Making Jamie laugh and stuff. But mate, look, I've got to do this. I've got to get, we've got to, you know, the time is of the essence. So just, when you get this message, please, just make your excuses and come out. I'm in the Subaru, just outside, you'll see me. All right, mate, bye.
Brian, it's Roger. I'm on the road outside the front of the house. I crept out into the garden. I couldn't see you anywhere. I had to say to Claire that I thought I saw someone creeping around in the garden. She went mad because she said, yes, there has been someone creeping around in the garden. She screamed, and then she grabbed hold of Jamie, took them into the kitchen, and I said, well, I'll go and investigate. But I mean, she's terrified. But I suppose if I'm back by tomorrow evening, and just sort of let her know that everything's okay, that might smooth things over with her. Anyway, where are you, mate? Okay, bye.
Hi, Roger. Look, it's Brian. I'm just driving around the block to see if I can see you anywhere. But look, mate, I'm sorry about Claire. She's been a bit unruffled with the all the burglar stuff, but you know, she's an anxious woman at the best of times, you know what I mean? Yeah, look, mate, I think we have to keep one eye on the bigger picture here, the greater good, do you know what I mean? Hang on, no, I can see you. Why are you running, you flailing simpleton? Wait, hang on. Roger!
Hello, Brian, it's Roger. Oh, I'm freezing cold. Look, mate, I know I said I'd do anything to help you, and I know that I owe you £10, and it's right that I pay the debt, that's absolutely fine, but I am underdressed on this boat, and my hands are freezing. Oh, fishermen, oh, they're all laughing at me because a short sleeve shirt on. Oh God! And they won't. It's not much room inside the boat. Stand on the deck. Just call me back and let me know what you want me to do when I get to Norway. I've got to get a coat though. Bye, mate.
Hi, Roger. It's Brian. Yeah. Well, we just got you there just in the nick of time, didn't we? My goodness. I had a kip in the Subaru and I'm back at base now. God, absolutely exhausted. But try and borrow a coat from one of the blokes, you know, one of the sailors. And I'm sure when you get there, they'll be able to provide you with one. Now, look, when you get to Bergen, there should be a bloke there who apparently looks exactly like Omar Sharif, to the point where he gets stopped in the street. So you'll know, and he's gonna take you in his truck to Trondheim. And when you get to Trondheim, he'll give you the red boots to wear, etc. And that's where this chap will come over. He'll be dressed as a fisherman, and he'll give you the message, but he'll say it verbally. So record it, for God's sake. Just record it on your phone, and then just get back here the same way. I think get a truck. You might have to hitchhike back to Bergen, and then get on get back to Immingham, Grimsby, and then back here. I hope that's clear, mate. Sorry, it's all a bit rushed, and you know, we'll just write off that debt you owe me if you do this for me. All right, mate. I think I'm just going to go to Pizza Express now and get a little rain. All right, mate. See you in a few days. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger. Oh my God. I don't know if you can hear me. It's sort of sleeting here. It's absolutely freezing cold. I've had about an hour's sleep in a fishing hut. But I actually met the chap, but he wouldn't let me record the song on the phone for security purposes. He said I had to memorise it, which, I mean, it was in Norwegian or something. I don't know what it was in, but, oh, Christ. All right, I'll give it a go anyway. Here we go. Kulim. Okay, mate, hope that helps. Bye-bye.
Roger, it's Brian. Look, I've sent the message to my contact and they said it's not it. It's not right. It's not the bloody right fucking song. You fucking idiot. You have no idea how important this is. It's fucking make or break for me, this one. It's precious information. There's no room for fucking error, okay? No room. So sing it again. Get it right.
Brian, it's Roger. The sleet has turned to snow. I can't stay awake for much longer. I'll try the song again. Oh, he was singing in a language. I don't know what he was. Language is the. Here we go. Como chi, como you, como chi, como you, como chi, como li, como you. I hope that's okay. Happy to help.
Hi, Roger, it's Brian. Guess what, mate? I just got an email from my Kazakhstan connection, Laro. Laro Soso, he's called. And the bastard is, it's a practical joke. He just, he's got a mate who works in an office in Bergen, so he just got him to go out and wait for you and sing you this bloody lullaby, which is just complete nonsense. So yeah, the joke's on us. And to cap it all, he emailed all this stuff and it's just bollocks. It doesn't really affect the Silk Route Autobahn plan whatsoever. So, yeah. But, you know, he's a very funny bloke. He's got a really good sense of humour. So, but yeah, there you go. All right. Speak soon. Cheers, Rog. Bye.
Written by and starring Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock. Produced by Joel Morris. This podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Great Big Owl.